This week marks 1 year since three Muslim American students were killed in Chapel Hill. Their families want the murders recognized as a crime of hatred against their religion. But they also say they want their children to be remembered not by how they died, but by how they lived. Jorge Valencia has this story of the two sisters who were killed.
Dr. Mohammed Abu Salha points out to some framed drawings in the bedroom of his youngest daughter, Razan.
This is one of the shapes she made in the design school using just one sponge. And this is an elephant in the abstract. One of the projects she made in her first days in school design was a hat made of wire.
Razan wanted to become an architect. She was a freshman at NC State University. Dr. Abu Salha says he and his wife like to go to their daughter's room every day and sit.
It's very painful. It's enjoyable and painful. It's mixed feelings. It's not easy.
Over the last year, the Abu Salhas have accepted invitations to events memorializing their daughters. There have been scholarship banquets, award ceremonies, a 5K race. And friends of Razan have been looking for their own way to eulogize her.
So we're thinking right here in this like green area.
So right now there's grass here and there's a tree.
Yeah, we need to figure out that tree.
Waad Hussein and other architecture students want to make a memorial on campus for Razan. It would be a replica of a paper lamp Razan made in class. Another friend, Doha Hindi, says Razan was dedicated and loved designing things.
There is this sense of humor that I feel design students have that the rest of us don't. So Razan would come to us with these little jokes or different ways to pronounce words, and I'd be like, where did you get that from? And she's like, oh, Waad would tell me about it.
Back in the Abu Salha residence, and across the hallway from Razan's room, is the room of her older sister, Yusur. Dr. Abu Salha picks up a painting.
This here is a verse of the Quran that says, "Inna ma'al usri yusra," which means with every hardship comes ease. And Yusra's name comes from this verse, Yusra.
The Abu Salhas gave their older daughter her name because of the hardship of emigrating from their native country of Jordan. At the time, it was very difficult to get a visa to the U.S., but Dr. Abu Salha says that on the day Yusra was born, he picked up the family's visa so he could come and train as a psychiatrist. Yusra followed a similar path, doing pre-dental coursework at NC State.
She was tall and slim and handsome. She had big hazel brown eyes that were beaming. She had a brown curly hair. And you must have heard her interview on StoryCorps.
Hey, hello. My name is Yusra Abu Salha. I am 20 years old. We are in Durham, North Carolina, and today I will be interviewing my former teacher and principal.
Yusra visited the StoryCorps booth just a few months after she, her brother, and her parents had become U.S. citizens.
Growing up in America has been such a blessing, and although in some ways I do stand out, such
yes.
as, you know, the hijab I wear on my head,
yes.
the head covering, there are still so many ways that I feel so embedded in the fabric that is, you know, our culture, and here we're all one.
The third grade teacher, Musar Ajabin, says that what distinguished Yusur from other children was her sense of giving.
In third grade, I still remember you used to say, don't put your hand like this, and you would have your hand out and facing downwards as if
Absolutely.
You're taking something from someone, and then you'd flip your hand over and you'd say,
oh my God, you yeah, still remember it?
As you know, a giving gesture. You know, be giving, open, compassionate.
The summer after the interview, Yusur traveled to southern Turkey, where she volunteered at a dental clinic for Syrian refugees. A few months later, she graduated and married a boy she had met in elementary school, Dia Barakat. 6 weeks after that, she, Dia, and Razan were killed in their apartment in Chapel Hill. This week, the sister's father will be at several public events. He says he, his wife, and their son are surviving.
With three things we have every day. Faith, dignity, and a lot of pain. And still a lot of pain.
Jorge Valencia, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.